The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by John Shaw, co-founder and chief executive of Itaconix, the innovative biomaterials group. How are you doing, John?
Doing great this morning, John. Great
to be here. I'm not surprised. Fantastic trading update yesterday, which we're going to talk about now. Record revenues up 40.6% on the previous year, but there's more highlights than that. Perhaps give us a little feel for the highlights.
Well, from our standpoint, we've continued to perform on a story that we've been telling for many years. I think we've been up 50% compound annual growth rate since 2018, where we set off on the strategy we have. So it's a continued success of a story that we've been telling for a number of years. But to add another year is always great. 40% growth was great. We continue to succeed, particularly in the cleaning sector, where we're up quite a bit. And particularly interesting is that the success that we've had in North America in dishwashing detergents, as I've been saying for a while, it's going to translate into Europe. And you could start seeing that happen last year. Europe was our highest growth area. I think it was almost like 80% growth. We got $1 million in revenues. That's going to be a continued area for growth for us. So what we have is we bring highly successful formulas into the market. We get more brands using them. Brands go out into the market and succeed out in the marketplace. They get more customers. They get more placement at more retailers. And you just develop this great, great base of recurring revenues, more customers, more recurring revenues. I think we're in over 170 different retail brands now around the world. It's and we're going to continue to build on it. It's a great place to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned that North America had been very strong. That Europe's really starting to gather momentum now. Tell us where the growth came from, because, you know, as my understanding, it's a mix of increased volumes from existing customers and signing new accounts as well.
What's most interesting, even though we are a plant-based material, we're really winning with performance and affordability. So if you look at North America, our biggest area is private label, automatic dish detergents. So when you go into Kroger, you go into Publix, you go into the largest retailers, our customers have a very high share of the private label market. And these are brands that are selling on affordability, a significant discount to the major brands. That's because our formulations that use our product just have excellent performance and excellent cost. And they're sustainable. Most of our customers in North America don't even sell on the sustainability part about it. It's just around performance and cost. So that's what we call free green. It's an important concept that we have really across our product lines and going forward, is that you can deliver sustainability without consumers having to pay a high premium for it. That success is starting to go into Europe. The European private label automatic dish market is much larger than the North American one. So places like Tesco, Rossmann's, Carrefour, Aldi's, Lidl, they're very big automatic dish tablet accounts. That's where we're starting to see some success, is with the large contract manufacturers who make private label automatic dish detergent tablets in Europe. And they're getting excellent performance. One of our customers just had the top rated formula in a very rigorous German performance testing exercise that was done last year. That gets you attention. When one manufacturer gets really high performance and starts winning contracts, it creates this great momentum for it. So that's where you see the growth coming from.
Yeah, it's not a snowball effect, as it were. Given the sort of pace of growth, how do you scale up to meet the burgeoning demand? There is a lot of demand out there. How do you scale up to meet that in terms of your own manufacturing?
What's great is that we manufacture our production plant is in Stratham, New Hampshire, about 45 minutes north of Boston. It's the only production facility of our polymers. These are proprietary, and we have substantial excess capacity there. We built the plant in 2017, 2018. We're still operating less than 50% of capacity, and we can add capacity at a very low cost, like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars cost side of it. So that part of it, in terms of any pull on our cash resources, very minimal for us to hit, you know, 20 million plus in revenues.
So there's some really fantastic volume growth coming through the business. You know, that must really help in terms of proving the profitability profile. As you put more volume through the facilities, the margins must be improving quite drastically.
Absolutely will, John. We will be amortizing our fixed expenses that we have at our current plant over larger volumes. And then eventually when we get to enough size, particularly with enough volumes in Europe, we'll be able to put a plant in Europe and take out some of the shipping costs that we have into Europe. It's all very straightforward. All very easy to handle and all very favorable to us.
Yeah. So it's the kind of operating leverage that that investors love to see. You mentioned leather as a potential new sector. Obviously, most of the revenues are coming through the cleaning segment at the moment. Perhaps talk about some of the other segments that you're exposed to, you know, health and hygiene and obviously some new segments that were supported by product development. Perhaps talk us through some of the developments there.
Well, I'm very excited to be able to show you the first shoe that we have that I've had that's actually made with chemistry. The leather here is actually made with chemistry using our itaconic polymers in it. So this is some leather that was produced by a company in America that is starting to market some leathers based on ours. We have some other major opportunities here in Europe. In leather. Our polymer is used to fill in the collagen at the end of the tanning process. Right now they use polyacrylates to do that. It's a very large market, $100 million plus market. And as people are starting to look to replace acrylates, we believe we're one of the top replacements for that. And there's a very large market potential for us. We already have two accounts starting in that area. We have a pipeline of some other opportunities, and we think that's a multi-million dollar opportunity for going forward. The next big area for us is in paints. We can make a plant-based latex it would be to replace out acrylates and paints. And we are looking particularly in the artistic paint area. We've actually had our first professional piece of artwork made with our paint. I'll be showing it this evening, a picture of it this evening when I present a chair sock on it. So that's a very exciting area for us. So you think about it, that either in the shoe or on a painting, we can sequester plant-based carbon into that, which is a very nice positive environmental effect to it. And then the last area that probably still remains, we continue to work, is in the super absorbent polymer area, going into nappies, adult incontinence products. We continue to refine and develop our super absorbent. We've had a super absorbent for a number of years. We are engaging with customers around the performance that we need to get there. We're probably still a year away from optimizing it to what we need to be. But each one of those areas are, whether it's paints, leather chemicals, or super absorbents, are much larger markets than what we're going after right now. These are all larger than the detergent markets. And that's really what the fundraise last year really enabled us to have the runway to go after these bigger, to raise our hopes and horizons to areas that we think are going to drive us to well over $100 million, you know, 7 to 10 years from now.
Yeah, indeed. You mentioned your products are being selected by detergent manufacturers on the basis of performance and cost. But you know, there are lots and lots of businesses and consumers out there who are increasingly aware of the environment and, you know, the environmental bent, or are certainly looking for environmental solutions like you offer. Perhaps talk us through some of the sort of tailwinds that, that are helping you in that respect, and you know, how your products really are so much better for the environment.
The core principle of what we founded the company on when Dr. Yvonne Durant and I got together to found it was about safer chemicals. So to be clear, like, our production process has no emissions. And we only use water and a little bit of electricity to produce our product. That makes for a safer chemical process. There's excellent worker safety on it. There's no effect. We have very minimal effect on the environment when we go out into the environment. You know, our polymers biodegrade. Our starting materials are itaconic acid, is a natural metabolite. It's produced in our bodies. It's produced out in nature. So we have, our new position is like for nature, with nature. In terms of what we're doing as a company, we have to think about what we're doing. How does everything that we do, not just our ingredient, but everything that we do, how does it affect the environment that we're in? And nature has the best answers. Nature has been around for millions of years. I think the Jurassic Park one is life will find a way. And nature finds a way, and we are using nature and the chemistries that nature produce to make better products. And we're not asking for premiums on it. It's around performance and cost advantages that nature is giving to us. And that's the way of the future. And that's what our core belief is. It's a very exciting area that we're pursuing.
Yeah, no, I would 100% agree. And I don't think there's anyone out there that's not thinking more extensively about the environment these days. So 2023 has been a great year, huge year of progress. Yeah, what are you aiming to get to get through, to get done in 2024?
Continue to grow the business. We want to continue to be a high growth business, 30%, 40% on it. And then to start continue to progress towards being positive adjusted EBITDA on it. We want to be profitable. That's a major goal that we have on it. We think we have the customer pipeline right now across North American detergents, European detergents, some of the areas I just talked about in terms of new areas like leather and the hygiene space. That we think it will get us there over the next 2 to 3 years easily, and then what we're really chasing to do is to be a much bigger company. So you'll continue to see the progress. Really, if you go back to 2018 and that 50% compound annual growth rate, other than that, there was a tiny little hiccup 1 year as we went through COVID. It's just been steady growth, and I think you can just, you know, snap a line on that one and see pretty much where we're going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on a great year. And it sounds like you've got all the ingredients in place to hit your plans. Thank you very much.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.